more than what, 10 innings internally developed since the 2015, since the start of the 2015 season. I think it's pretty much the entire time they've been here. It's James Norwood and that's it. You got to have more arms than that. I mean, you got to luck into a long reliever. You got to fall into somebody who can be the five guy in the rotation. And I guess that'll be Adbert Alzolay this season. You know, I suppose that right now you're as close as you've ever been to getting somebody like that to throw innings that matter. The likelihood that that guy throws innings that matter while Chris Bryant's playing third base is pretty low. And to me, you know, that trade-off's not really there. I think, too, you know, this idea that, well, he's not going to re-sign. He's going to go. I don't want to pay him money in his 30 season, in his 31 season. And we're saying this, and I understand. I'm in a weird way, I'm glad we're there. Like, I'm glad we understand that, like, player aging is real and that decline happens and paying for past performance is how you get into some trouble. On the other hand, it feels like we're saying this without talking about Anthony Rendon's contract that he just signed. He'll turn 30 June 6. I mean, these guys still do get paid. You can still be a prime free agent. And maybe Chris Bryant, maybe if he does have two more 5-win seasons as opposed to two more 6.5 win seasons, like he averaged in his first couple with the Cubs, then maybe he is looking at like a 4-year deal for something in the $28 million a year range. Oh, what a horrible place that would be for him financially. Like, that's still a pretty decent number. And I think a lot of teams would be thrilled if he does have those 5-win seasons to get in on the Chris Bryant business if that's where it's at.
I almost think it's a larger indictment that the Cubs weren't even involved with the 27-year-old free agent that is Nicholas Castellanos. You know, if you really want to start saying, well, you know, what are they doing? What business are they in here? There's more of an indictment, perhaps, in the fact that that wasn't even a possibility. And looking at the deal he signed, that seems relatively reasonable. And even though we've done the projections on Castellanos, and he clearly overperformed last year.
Yeah.
He's not going to be that good this year.
No, but I think he's still better than what he was with the Tigers in the year before, and the year before that. No, I think he's still probably better there. If you get 80% of what Nick Castellanos was for the Cubs,
yeah,
you have your third best bat in the lineup.
Yep.
For worst place to be.
For $16 million a year.
You're horrible outfield defense, right? You got to deal with for a little while, but a lot of teams are dealing with that on either side of town.
Yeah, I'm really surprised, too, that there's been a large number of texters who say that part of this is these guys make too much money. Come on, man. No, they don't.
We're not past that.
I thought we were. They're playing. It's like we're getting texts from 1992. They're playing a kid's game. Come on. This is we can't still be there with this and not understanding why elite athletes make all this money.
Or they're ignoring the fact of how much the Ricketts family has made.
Right. On the team.
Over $2 billion in less than a decade on the team, but the players are the ones getting too much money.
A lot of quiche.
And it's also the same people that'll plunk down, you know, $15 or $17.50 to go see an IMAX movie with Tom Cruise in it and don't care a whit what he has been paid on the front end or the back end or the money that he gets from how the film does in China. Like there's something about athletes that brings out this ire that really immensely wealthy superstars in other walks of life don't have to deal with.
First of all, if that was a long way around at taking a shot at Top Gun 2, how dare you, sir?
Well,
how dare you?
Feel free to interpret it
that movie, way. I'm sure, will be at least a solid C-, and I'll enjoy it a lot more than that the entire way through.
Dave, you never hear it about movie stars.
Nope.
Never, it's like, I'm not going to pay my hard-earned money, and I pay his salary, so he's got to stop making these bad movies. I mean, it's just, you never...
They get celebrated for it. I mean, you talk about actors who get like a percentage of the...